Friend, this is Jim Huber in the studio this few minutes during the music program today to talk to a familiar friend that many have known for years. Todd Smith of Sela is on the line, and we are going to talk about an upcoming concert for Child Evangelism Fellowship. They're a Bible-centered worldwide organization that is dedicated to seeing every child reach with the gospel. And CEF is celebrating their 85th anniversary is this year, so they invited Sela to come to town for a concert. It's this Saturday, November 5th, at Grace Presbyterian Church in Peoria. Now, you know about Sela. They've got a half a billion streams going, over 4 million albums out there, 11 Gospel Music Association Dove Awards. And they have this reputation for not only delivering a compelling new anthem, but also reviving up the great old hymns of the faith. I call Sela hymns on steroids. Todd Smith, welcome to the broadcast, brother.
Hey, Jim. How are you doing? It's great to be with you.
Thank you for joining us, calling in on the phone. Hey, tell us a little bit about Sela. You're familiar to many here in Central Illinois, and with a resume that I just shared off your website. How would you, Todd Smith, leader of the group, describe Sela?
Wow, that's a great question. We are basically a group of, I feel like when people come to see us in concert, it's like coming together with friends and family. And I feel like when, by the end of it, people feel like they know us. We do a lot of hymns. That's kind of how we got started. We do a huge variety of music. I grew up in Africa as a missionary kid. And so, we do songs from Congo. We do classic Christian songs like from Andre Crouch or our latest single, Put Your Hand in the Hand, which was an Anne Murray Elvis / Ocean, song. But it's basically, you know, we're singers, we're worshipers who really just want to come into a community and connect with people in that audience and share who Jesus is and worship together. And we feel like a big part of what we do too is helping to teach younger generations a lot of songs that are getting lost because they're not being sung as much in church. So what we do, it's a way of connecting with people. And yeah, it's 25 years actually that we've been able to do this.
Excellent. Wow. So you mentioned before you came on air, and we've already got a little glimpse of what's going on out there. You've got a couple of new albums. Tell us about that.
Yeah, Jim, we've got actually three albums, believe it or not. We just released One Name, which is six songs from around the world. There was the president of a label that we work with, I was telling him about, you know, since I grew up in Africa, I'd love to do songs that were written by worship pastors and songwriters from different countries. And what would it be like to do that? And he said, it's interesting you say that, because he said, I've traveled to 70 countries. And when I travel there, they'll sing a Sela song or a Chris Tomlin song, but they always sing their songs the loudest. They always sing songs broken with a different passion. And so he said, if you could sing those songs in English and introduce them to the English-speaking world, that would be really powerful. So One Name is songs from India, Indonesia, Brazil, France, Sweden, and Holland. And that one was nominated recently for a Dove Award. But then we also have our Greatest Hymns 3, which is all new songs. It's our 25th anniversary as a group. So we'll be singing songs from that, including the title track, Put Your Hand in the Hand. And then we also have a Christmas album, because this year's our 20th anniversary since our Christmas album, Rose of Bethlehem, came out. So it's called At This Table. So all three of those projects.
Excellent. And we'll probably hear maybe some from those at the concert coming up.
Absolutely.
Tell us a little, you're doing this for CEF, Child Evangelism Fellowship. Why do this for CEF? What's the connection there?
So I think the reason they connected with us, and a lot of different nonprofits connect with us, is because of, part of it is my background. My parents were missionaries. I grew up as a missionary kid. My grandparents were missionaries. And so what we did in Congo was evangelism. In fact, when the president of that label said, you know, when the choirs, you know, or when people sing their songs, they sing it the loudest, that resonated with me, because we used to take our big We had a big German 1950s army truck that was four-wheel drive, and we had a Bible school. We still have a Bible school in Congo, and a radio station. And so my parents have always been focused on evangelism. And we also had my parents had a child's evangelism ministry, you know, with Sunday schools, and there was another family, missionary family, that was with us, and Lorella Rouster, she was a missionary. She really specialized in a lot of that. And so children's ministry was always so significant. And I was on their website, and I forget what they said, but there was some massive amount of people who became believers, or who are believers, became believers when they were kids, you know. So the power of being able to connect with a child early on to share the gospel so that their lives are changed, but also so they grow up in that and they continue. We were just at an event, and there was another ministry that was sharing, and they just asked everybody in the audience, "Hey, how many of you got saved when you were, you know, between the ages of 5 and 15? And it was like 70% of the room. And as they went later and later, it was less and less percentages. So what child evangelism is doing is so critical, because they're connecting with young children and sharing with them about Jesus, and their lives are being changed. And then those kids grow up in their faith and raise up the next generation.
CEF of Illinois is celebrating their 85th anniversary with Selah in concert this Saturday night, November 5th, at Grace Presbyterian Church. Todd Smith of Selah on the phone today. Hey, brother, I'm going to let you go. We look forward to the concert this weekend. God bless you and Amy and Alan so much as we look forward to the concert Saturday night.
Okay, awesome. And we can't wait to be with you, Jim, and all of you people in Illinois. And we're so excited to be in the Peoria area, so can't wait for it.
Again, Saturday night, that's this Saturday, November 5th, at Grace Presbyterian Church. For ticket information and more, visit cefofillinois.com.